Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5:30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. The emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is under significant pressure. Taoiseach and Minister for Finance Simon Harris has welcomed the agreement secured at European level on additional macro landings. 740 homes and businesses are without power in Letterkenny, and the PSNI believes it's likely dissident Republicans who were behind a major security alert in County Armagh last night. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have an update of all the sport with Oisin at around a quarter to six. But first, the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is under significant pressure, with high numbers of patients presenting and requiring admission. Almost 200 people were in attendance at the department yesterday. With more, here's Donal Kavanagh.
The hospital says anyone attending with non-urgent issues can expect very long waiting times, as all available beds are currently in use, delaying transfers from the ED to the wards. Staff are working to discharge patients as quickly as possible to free up space, while those in need of emergency care will continue to be prioritised. Management say people should contact their GP or out-of-hours service where appropriate, and to make use of pharmacy services for common conditions. All elective procedures scheduled for today have been cancelled, with affected patients being contacted directly.
Taoiseach and Minister for Finance Simon Harris has welcomed the agreement secured at European level on additional macro landings worth an estimated €32 million to Ireland's coastal and fishing communities. It follows discussions at an agri-fish meeting in Brussels attended by Ministers Timmy Dooley and Martin Hayden. Donegal Deputy Pat the Coke Gallagher has praised the ministers for their presence. Meanwhile, in a voice note sent to Highland Radio News, Simon Harris recounted recent meetings in Killybegs, where he said left him in no doubt as to the importance of this decision.
I was in Killybegs not that long ago and met the fishing industry. We've a lot of work to do as a government to support this vital sector. We've a lot of work to do at a European level. But I do think the agreement, the breakthrough at a European level, is a positive development. There's an onus on us now as a government to work hand in glove with the fishing industry. And I do hope this €32 million agreement is really a confidence building measure. And I look forward to sitting down with them again in Donegal shortly to see how we take those next steps together.
740 homes and businesses are without power in Letterkenny. A fault was reported at 4:05 this afternoon, with hopes of restoration at 7:45 this evening. ESB say crews are on the ground and have apologised for the inconvenience. The PSNI believes it's likely dissident Republicans who were behind a major security alert in County Armagh last night. A delivery driver was forced at gunpoint to drive his car to a police station in Lurgan with a suspicious device. Police have confirmed that device was viable. Deputy Chief Constable Bobby Singleton says it's a very serious incident.
I think it's absolute madness. I mean, all that people succeeded in doing last night was putting the police station out of action. It tied up police officers, which meant that they weren't able to respond to calls. It's just absolutely futile. It's too early for us to say who has actually been responsible for this particular attempted attack, but at this time, you know, everything points towards it having been dissident Republicans.
It has been proposed that Finnair Camp in Donegal be considered as a base for a dedicated air ambulance service. At yesterday's plenary meeting of Donegal County Council, Councillor Michael McClafferty called on the council to write to Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill, requesting that Donegal be included in plans for the service. The proposal was seconded by Councillor Michael Boyle, who said the service could be run in cooperation with Sligo and Leitrim councils, with Finnair Camp serving as a base to benefit all three areas. Councillor Michael McClafferty says, at the very least, this should be rolled out on a 6-month trial basis.
I mentioned that yesterday, a six-month trial pilot basis. That's unless they want to base it full-time here. But as I said, that I suppose is a backup of such on a six-month pilot trial, in case we can't just fully get it granted, just say, OK, send it to Donegal there. Because my understanding is there's four air ambulances. My understanding is the minute coming to Ireland here, going to be based here somewhere in Ireland, and the locations have yet to be deemed where. And I believe that Donegal is ideal for one of them. As you heard Councillor Michael Boyle there as well, my colleague Councillor Michael Boyle there as well, he backed up as well there, my motion yesterday for this, and we both agreed that Finnair Camp would be the suitable possibility for it. For the subsequent to that, Senator Manus Boyle, who is Michael's brother, also brought this up some time ago there in the Shannon, and it's brought it up elsewhere in recent times as well. And I think when there's momentum on it, I've been banging on this as well, same as Senator Boyle has for years and years, trying to get an air ambulance here in Donegal, Dunamary. And I believe now when the opportunity is there, that we all should get behind it, councillors, senators, TDs alike, general public, that we should get behind it, start lobbying for it, and hopefully that our minister, health minister, Jennifer Carol McNeill, would see Donegal as a favourable place to put an air ambulance, which let it be pilot trials, as was suggested, as a backup plan, or full-time, either way, I would welcome it.
The mother and sister of Enoch Burke have been arrested. The High Court made an order for the arrest of Martina and Amy Burke earlier this month after they were found guilty of contempt of court. The pair were arrested at Castlereagh Prison this afternoon. Enoch Burke is currently detained at the Roscommon Prison for breaching a court order by trespassing on the grounds of Wilson's Hospital School. Donegal has received fewer than 1% of provisional grant offers under the 2026 Wheelchair Accessible Grant Scheme. Just four offers were made in the county out of 444 issued nationwide. The first round of applications opened on January 12th for 1 week, attracting almost 3,600 valid applications. A lottery system was then used to select 500 for further assessment, with additional checks carried out to ensure they meet the scheme's terms and conditions. Gardaí are investigating the theft of a wallet from a lorry in the early hours of Saturday morning on Letterkenny's Neil T. Blaney Road. At approximately 3:40 a.m, a delivery driver was unloading the lorry at a business when he noticed the driver's door had been opened and his wallet stolen from the cab while he had been busy at the rear of the vehicle. The wallet was found later, minus a sum of cash in US dollars and South African rand. Gardaí are appealing for information and also warning of the risk of distraction burglaries. On today's Greg Hughes Show, Garda Grainne Doherty said there's been a rise in such incidents across the state.
Often these criminals will operate in pairs or groups. So one person distracts the victim and the other then takes the opportunity to steal your belongings. So I've just picked out a couple of examples that have happened in very recent times across the country. In one instance, a lady, she was sitting in her parked car outside a shop. A man then approached her to tell her that her car had been rear-ended and damage had been caused to it. So she got out of the car and checked the back of the car with the man to see where the supposed damage was. The car hadn't been damaged at all. She returned back to her car and realised that her bank card had been stolen from the front seat of the car while she had been distracted at the rear of the car. So then that stolen card was used a while later and the PIN number was inputted to take funds out of her account. And she had been in the shop earlier on that day and she had inputted her PIN number into the card machine in the shop. So another incident, a lady left a shop to return to her car and a man just approached her at her car and he struck up a conversation about a lost puppy. And she had already placed her belongings into the passenger side of the car. So while she was kept busy chatting, a second man entered the car via the passenger side and took her bank cards. We want to make the public aware of this, that it is happening. Take simple precautions in order to avoid falling victim to it. Always remain aware of your surroundings, especially in crowded areas such as a shop. You know, if you are at a till in a shop, you're putting in your card number. If somebody's getting up too close to you, just be aware of that, you know. Keep your belongings close to you. Keep them zipped into a pocket or a bag. Be cautious when approached by strangers with odd or overly engaging behaviour, especially when you're at your car loading or unloading your shopping. When using ATMs or the payment machine in the shop, you know, cover your PIN number.
The United Nations Security Council's heard UNIFIL continues to reassess its operations to mitigate risks in Lebanon. It comes amid widespread condemnation over the killing of three Indonesian peacekeepers in two separate incidents in the south of the country in recent days. Under General Secretary of the United Nations, Jean-Pierre Lacroix, says UNIFIL is investigating the incidents.
Faced with immense pressure, including intensified exchanges of fire, direct attacks, obstructions of movement and resupply, UNIFIL continuously reassesses the force's posture to mitigate risks, strengthening force protection, reducing footprint and adjusting operational activities.
The Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors held its annual conference in Westport today. The Donegal branch is putting forward a motion on the civilianisation of An Garda Síochána, highlighting that even with increased staffing, frontline officers are still burdened with administrative tasks. Sergeant Tano Grifa told the Greg Hughes Show this morning that efficiency on the frontline must be prioritised to allow officers to focus on policing duties.
From our experience as frontline supervisors, sergeants and inspectors, that hasn't happened. Despite the growth in Garda staff, a lot of admin duties still fall to frontline members, particularly sergeants and inspectors. Now, we want to be clear about this. This motion does not question the value or professionalism of Garda staff members who are essential a modern policing service. In fact, if anything, we need more Garda staff members along with more Gardaí. But at present, a lot of sergeants and inspectors are stuck behind computers, sitting at their desks, doing admin and similar tasks.
And that sounds like a relatively easy situation to resolve. It is relatively new, right? There is always going to be teething problems. It shouldn't be beyond mm-hmm. the powers that be to sort that out.
And that's what we're asking for, to review to see where the system can be changed to have a more efficient system in place.
If your dog worries sheep, it's your fault, not the animals. That's according to the chair of the Irish Farmers Association's National Sheep Committee, Adrian Gallagher, who says there are rules in place that must be followed. It comes with the arrival of lambing season, and the loss of livestock can be financially detrimental to farmers. Mr. Gallagher says there is work ongoing to have a database of dogs and who they legally belong to.
In some instances, we do come across dogs that have been put down that are microchipped. But we might find out then once they're microchipped, they're not actually registered on a database. So we don't have an actual legal owner for them, even though we know who owns them. But if we to go on and stand in front of a judge and court, then you don't have a registered owner, I suppose. And that is where we're trying to close that loophole to ensure we have a legal owner for that animal. Like, you know, I mean, all my flock, all my sheep are, all the cattle in the country are electronically tagged and they're registered to a farmer or to a registered owner, we'll say, you know. So it's the same here for the dogs. Like, you know, it's really important that we get all this. Plus the fact that we know then how many dogs are in the country. And, I mean, it can be self-sustained then by, I mean, the current licensing that's out there. Like, you know, it'll be all self-sufficient. Like, you know, if everybody pays their dog license, you know. I suppose the key message is here now, we're starting to lambing here. You probably get about a million and a half lambs born between last week and the next 2 or 3 weeks. The farms are busy. There's young lambs out in the field. I mean, dogs are going to see these young lambs and they're just going to think that they're something to play with, you know, and they skip into them, like, you mean, and in worst case scenarios, it can cause death and injury to sheep and lambs, you know. So we're just trying to get the message out there to avoid people that have dogs, to avoid areas, going into areas that are uplands or farmlands and where there may be sheep.
It's 17 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio. All the sport with Oisín after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, now stocking the new Donegal GAA jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 6:15 on Highland Radio and Oisín Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. We start with Gaelic Games. Donegal's Michael Langan has this week been voted the GAA.ie Footballer of the Week. He finished ahead of Meath's Rory Kinslip, Carlos Conor Doyle and Down's Daniel McGuinness, an influential figure in Donegal's encouraging National Football League Division 1 campaign. The county joint captain, of course, was at his brilliant best against Kerry on Sunday, where he supplied 6 points on the board and showed leadership for Jim McGuinness's informed side. On to international football. Republic of Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrímsson says he won't be drastically experimenting in tonight's friendly with North Macedonia. The teams meet at the Aviva Stadium after losing out in the World Cup playoff semi-finals last week. Liam Scales returns to the squad after missing the Czechia game through suspension, while Milenik Ali could win his first cap. Hallgrímsson says they're prioritising a performance over making too many changes.
We can grow, yes, but it's not going to be big steps or changing from this team to that team. It's just continue to believe in what we are doing and improve it step by step. Sadly, we don't have 2 months together. There's a lot of things that we can do in 2 months if we would have qualified, but we'll use every time we get to try to evolve as a team.
Northern Ireland manager Michael O'Neill says he's tired of being asked questions about his future commitment to the role. They face Wales in a friendly this evening, having missed out on the chance to reach this summer's World Cup. O'Neill says his plans after the game in Cardiff haven't changed.
I'll go back and manage the last 7 games of the season for Blackburn Rovers, and I'll manage Northern Ireland in the June games, and I'll go on holiday after that.
Also tonight, England host Japan in what will be their final game before manager Thomas Tuchel announces his World Cup squad. The England boss is confident that they can go all the way and won the World Cup this summer.
This is crucial that we arrive with this kind of spirit in the US. I strongly believe in the players, and the question will be, why not? I think everything is possible, but we have to make it possible.
Another game of note tonight, Scotland are set to do battle with the Ivory Coast. That game's at Everton's Hill Dickinson Stadium, and it kicks off at 8 o'clock. FAI President Giovanni Infantino has continued to insist Iran will play at this summer's World Cup, despite the ongoing conflict with co-host the United States. Tensions have escalated since US and Israel airstrikes on Iran in February, with Iran retaliating across the region. There's been doubts over their participation, and Infantino says there's no plan B and the team will compete as scheduled. In other football news today, Roberto De Zerbi is thought to have reached an agreement in principle to become the next head coach of Tottenham. The former Brighton boss, who's been out of work since leaving Marseille last month, is expected to join Spurs on a five-year contract. He will replace Igor Tudor, with the club just a point clear of the Premier League relegation zone. To rugby, Cormac Izuchukwu is set to be fit for Ulster's Challenge Cup game against the Ospreys this weekend. The Ireland forward is back in full training after recovering from concussion, but fullback Michael Lowry has been ruled out with a groin issue. And to racing, trainer Aidan O'Brien says he's trying to get Albert Einstein and Gasted back into the 2,000 guineas at Newmarket. He's revealed that a computer error led to his horses being excluded from the May showpiece. Albert Einstein was Antipost's favourite, while Gasted was coming in as the winner of last year's Coventry Stakes at Royal Ascot. And that's your sport here for the moment on Highland. We will, of course, be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. Ryan.
Thanks, Ashidan. A review into the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic has heard the country should have responded more effectively. The findings were discussed at an online roundtable this morning involving Irish and international public health experts from Sweden, Scotland and London. Professor of Public Health at UCC, Ivan Perry, says Ireland underperformed despite being well placed to deal with the crisis.
Ireland should have been well placed to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. Unfortunately, despite high per capita spending on health, we underperformed at health system level with significant consequences.
Councillor Fionnuam Bradley has called on the HSE, HICWA and the Department of Health to address the suffering caused by the partial closure of Buncrana Community Hospital. He successfully moved a motion at Donegal County Council asking that work begin immediately on the community hospital in the county under the capital plan, and that the council send a letter to the HSE's area manager and the Minister of Health. Councillor Bradley says the lack of engagement from the HSE with local representatives is causing more concern within the community.
I have tried in vain, I should say, to contact senior management of Louth, and it's just nearly impossible to get a response from them. We had the protest in Buncrana on the 14th of March. The following Monday morning, I sent an email and I marked it as urgent, asking that I would get a response preferably that day or certainly the day after, looking for an urgent meeting. And I am still waiting more than 10 days later, 15 days later, for a response to that and for a meeting. And look, all I want at the meeting is just to be able to get clarity for the people of Buncrana and any showing to be able to come out of it and say to them, listen, this is exactly where the project is at and this is the bit that the works will start. And I really do think that is the very least the HMC could give to the people of Buncrana and any showing at this point.
And why do you think that there is such a lack of engagement from the HSE on this matter? They can see that the support for the redevelopment is there. What's your take on that?
I really don't understand, Ryan. I really don't. And I do think that that is only causing people to be even more frustrated, and it's causing the rumours that is swirling in relation to is it closing or not. That information vacuum isn't helping the situation. And I just have no answers, I can tell you. It's not for the want of pressure at my end, because I had sent numerous emails and pieces of correspondence to them. So they know that it's an issue. As to why they won't respond, I really, really don't know.
Police in Tyrone say they're reviewing the murder of an 18-year-old woman who was killed 53 years ago today. Mariam Beattie's body was found at the bottom of a quarry in Auchnacloy on the 31st of March 1973. She was last seen leaving a charity dance with a young man at around 1 a.m. that morning. The PSNI are appealing for information surrounding the circumstances leading to her death. Motor insurance premiums continue to rise. The average premium rose to €655 in the first half of 2025, up almost a fifth compared to late 2022. The latest figures come from the central bank, and they also show 85% of personal injury claims are now being resolved under the personal injury guidelines. Brian Hanley, CEO of the Alliance for Motor Insurance for Insurance Reform, says that's welcome, but damage claims are now taking their place.
Damage claims have now passed out injury claims in terms of the overall cost that they have, coming from perhaps being around a quarter of the overall cost of claims a few years ago, but now they're more than half. This is due to, I suppose, significant increases in damage claims and related repair costs, which have gone up considerably in the last few years due to inflation and newer cars, I think, tending to be more expensive to repair. There have also been more damage claims submitted on top of the increased cost as well. The costs overall on the injury side is down by about 25%, but on balance, the costs from the repairs have exceeded the savings from the injuries coming down. That said, I do think there have been a number of other reforms and savings that the government introduced in recent years, and I think it's only reasonable to seek more clarity on whether those savings have been effectively passed on to motorists.
And the weather, mainly dry this evening and tonight. Lowest overnight temperatures of 6 to 10 degrees and light to moderate southwesterly winds. Cloudy with outbreaks of rain tomorrow morning, then a clearance to dry weather with sunny spells, and just isolated showers will follow for the afternoon and evening. Highs of 11 to 13 degrees, but becoming cooler as the rain clears and the moderate southwesterly winds turn northwesterly. A look back at today's main stories. Letterkenny University Hospital is once again facing significant pressure in its emergency department. Nearly 200 people attended the emergency department yesterday. As a result of the pressure, all elective procedures scheduled for today have been cancelled, with affected patients contacted directly. Taoiseach Minister for Finance Simon Harris has welcomed the agreement secured at European level on additional mackerel landings worth an estimated €32 million for Ireland's coastal and fishing communities. It follows discussions at an agri-fish meeting in Brussels attended by Ministers Timmy Dooley and Martin Hayden. Donegal Deputy Patrick O'Gallagher has praised the ministers for their persistence. Meanwhile, in a voice note sent to Highland Radio News, Simon Harris recounted recent meetings in Killybegs, which he says left him in no doubt as to the importance of this decision. 740 homes and businesses are without power in Letterkenny. A fault was reported at 4:05 this afternoon, with hopes of restoration at 7:45 this evening. ESB say crews are on the ground and have apologised for the inconvenience. And the PSNI believes it's likely dissident Republicans were behind a major security alert in County Armagh last night. A delivery driver was forced at gunpoint to drive his car to a police station in Lurgan with a suspicious device. Police have confirmed that device was viable. Deputy Chief Constable Bobby Singleton says it is a very serious issue. That's all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news in full again at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Tuesday afternoon, March 31st. The death has taken place of Patrick Kilday, 17 Crana View, Buncrana. Patrick's remains are reposing at his family home. Going from there on Thursday at 2:30 to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 3 o'clock funeral service, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Patrick's funeral mass will take place next Thursday at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill. The death has taken place of Paddy Sweeney, Maharagallan Gwydor, originally of Thorgwydor. His remains will repose at his home in Maharagallan today until 8 o'clock and tomorrow from 12 p.m. until 8 p.m. Rosaries nightly at 8 o'clock. House private after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral service will take place on Thursday at 11 a.m. in St Patrick's Church, Minowil. Burials afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral service can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam via MCN Media. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to St Vincent de Paul, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Jimmy O'Reilly, 9 St Coleman's Drive, Strabane, reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:20, for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer Society, care of Quigley's Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.
Hegarty's Home Interiors, Bunkrana, the biggest direct importer of sofas, beds, mattresses and flooring in the Northwest. Best in stock deals on selected sofas and corner sofas. Best in stock deals on gas lift beds. Best in stock on mattresses. Best in stock deals on laminate flooring, semi-solid flooring and carpets. Full fitting service on carpets and wood flooring. With a free delivery service throughout the Northwest, including all of Northern Ireland. Hegarty's Home Interiors, Bunkrana. Always lower prices.